One. Hey everyone, this is Coach Nolan, and I want to welcome you back to another exciting podcast episode of Don't Outkick Your Coverage and our sponsor, thekickerzone.com. We are the only 100% podcast series in the world dedicated solely to the high school athlete and their parents and guardians to deal with everything good and bad in college sports recruiting, especially post-COVID. And what the NCAA is doing with the lawsuits we see literally daily. But more importantly, we want to offer some solutions for you. So who am I and why should you listen to this podcast? I've been dealing with the NCAA since I signed my national letter of intent back in 1973. Yes, I'm like 1,000 years old. And have helped over 4,000 high school athletes and their parents in obtaining over $200 million in athletic scholarships across every major college division in the sports of baseball, basketball, football, soccer, track and field, lacrosse, wrestling, and others. My goal for each podcast is to let you, the listeners, know that the task of becoming a next-level student-athlete, and yes, your parents, is not an easy one. And the NCAA is becoming less friendly to the high school athletes post-COVID. We have many special guests on to include former players I've coached who made it to the next level. And the professional ranks to leading doctors and experts in the field of nutrition and physical fitness, along with parents of athletes who will be sharing their journeys to playing in college and beyond, as well as college level coaches and other industry experts around the biggest hurdles a high school athlete will be facing trying to get into college to play the sport they love. I hope you'll subscribe, like, and comment on our podcast because this really is dedicated to you and your dreams. So thanks for joining. So let's kick this podcast off. Today, we are excited to have as our guest, Mr. Marshall Morgan, the former four-year starting kicker at UGA, who I had the opportunity to coach while he was with the Dogs, and he's helped us out in the past with some of our camps at thekickerzone.com. Marshall currently works at Merrill Lynch as a senior portfolio manager, and in his role, we want Marshall to share some of the major issues facing every high school athlete and their parents. And that is the cost of a four-year education and how Marshall and his firm can provide some solutions. Marshall, good afternoon and welcome to Don't Outkick Your Coverage, my brother.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on here.
All right. So listen, as you heard, my focus with you is going to be all around the 529. So if you can you share with those in the audience who really don't know about the 529? I guess my first question would be, how does a 529 plan work? And what are the benefits for parents of student athletes?
Yeah, so just to kind of give you the basics, you know, a 529, it's a educational savings plan. You know, that's what it's been called in the past. Now, you know, based on new rules, you know, it allows you to do a few other things, including, you know, saving for your son or grandson or granddaughter's retirement, you know, but the main goal for it is to save for education. And there's, you know, we're going to go into a lot more detail than that, but, you know, essentially 1% of, you know, high school athletes might get a full ride scholarship. So that's why we have, you know, different vehicles, one of them being a 529 savings plan, you know, to cover that gap or to pay for the full cost of college.
Right. I mean, I think the latest data I saw was the average college student graduates about $35,000 in debt. You know, that's a pretty substantial chunk of change from when I went to school back in, you know, 1845. so are there any specific, and thankfully I didn't have any college debt that much. Are there any really specific considerations or advantages for student athletes when it comes to a 529 plan?
For student athletes, I would say there's an advantage, you know, for anyone looking to go to college, but for a student athlete in particular, I would say yes, because it gives you that leverage. You know, there's a very small, like I said, 1% might get a full ride, which means, you know, most, you know, son or daughters in sports aren't getting full rides. So they're either getting partial scholarships or no scholarships. So having that 529 in place, you know, or, you know, any other college savings vehicle in place tells a coach, hey, look, this guy can, you know, cover some of the tuition, room and board, And has a phenomenal GPA, let's bring him on. This is great. So it's almost no cost to the college and, raises your chances of joining a team substantially.
Right. One of the things you and I talked about in the past has been how we can use the 529 really to elevate a coach when we say, hey, look, I really can't offer you a scholarship, from a counted cost, scholarship. I got my 85 and, the kickers and punters were usually the last, and you know that to be true, but you were thankfully, some of us were able to get scholarships for this. But one of the things that I think has been helpful, as you pointed out, is how do student athletes who have great GPAs, and I used to say as kiddingly many, many years ago, is that kickers and punters usually get more preferred walk-ons than any other position because we have higher GPAs. So, the college atmosphere has to, they used to have the annual, the AYP, right? How much your yearly progress is doing. So now I think if you can use a PWO, a preferred walk-on to get in, and a mom or dad or the kid can tell the coach, hey, by the way, we don't need an offer right now. We've got a 529 plan we've helped out. I gotta believe that's a huge advantage, to a coach, to the administration, and to the kids themselves.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Those are the two things that, these coaches are looking for, once they give out all the full rides that they can. And this is for football. Most of the other sports, they have a very small amount of full
Correct.
rides.
Correct.
And a lot of them will split them up. So I think I talked to some of the baseball players at
Equivalency.
Georgia.
Yeah,
Yeah,
equivalency
exactly.
scholarships, right.
So there might not be anybody on a full ride. So they're having to cover, a good portion of that, of everything that college involves.
Right. So, what are the differences between a prepaid tuition plan and a savings plan, and which one is more suitable for parents of student athletes?
Yeah, so the prepaid tuition plan, so just to give you background, we work more with the college savings plan just because, that's what we can help with at Merrill. But the prepaid tuition plan, it is a great option for some. It's more restrictive. Essentially what it does is you can pay in for college credits in today's dollars because, everybody's heard that word inflation recently, over the past year or two. But essentially the cost of college is way outpacing inflation. I don't know exactly, but I think it was like 6% compared to inflation being, 2 to 3% on average. And so, and it might be more than 6%. You might know from all the NIL studies and everything.
Exactly. It is. It's a little higher, but so here's a question for you then. Can a 529 plan be used to cover expenses related to athletic scholarships or training for student athletes?
A 520, so college scholarships, yeah. So if you have a 529, you can essentially take the amount of that scholarship out of the 529 with no 10% penalty.
There you go. Good. Yeah, I think that could be a huge benefit right there. If you're looking at that, so how do the 529 plans affect financial age eligibility for student athletes, whether it's Pell Grants? I mean, NIL money right now is subject to a lot of the IRS rules and regulations. Sadly, about 95% of the parents don't know that. They just think little Johnny or Janie got a $100,000 NIL deal, and they now have to pay taxes on that, and it could affect their Pell Grants. So how do you look at that from a standpoint of how that works?
So with a 529 plan, the account, the actual money is still in the parent's name. It's not in, say little Johnny's name. So I think with FAFSA, it can only be accounted for 5.2 or 3% of that FAFSA for the year, so per year. So it doesn't play a huge factor with a 529 plan. If the money's in the child's name, you opened up a savings account for, your son or daughter, it's gonna make a lot more of an impact on that, Pell Grant or, any kind of, federal aid. And then with grandparents also, so if you have this 529 account, when grandparents donate to it, or gift to it, there's gonna be essentially no effect. And that's a newer rule too.
Good. So you got to find, make sure you're in good ski with grandmom and grandpa, and you're not ticking them off when you visit them in Thanksgiving and Christmas, right? Or
That's
not
right.
visit them, or not visit them on Thanksgiving and Christmas, right? I don't care. He
Yeah.
didn't show up. I'm not going to get that little pastor anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's a huge benefit with, just having the account. You could have a dollar in it, which, I recommend you have more than that, but
Sure.
having it in place to, when Christmas comes and grandma says, what can we get little Johnny? You send him a link to the 529 and, they can make a contribution right there that's going to make, much more of an impact than a remote control car or, some candy.
Right. Now, are there maxes? Oh, yeah, the latest version of Call of Duty or Minecraft or something
Yeah,
like that, right? Yeah. So I know that's
exactly.
boring for most kids listening to this podcast. I'm sure Minecraft and the latest P5, whatever device you got listening to is good for you. But
Yeah.
are there any tax implications for using a 529 plan to cover the educational expenses for student athletes? Do you know?
So, yeah, so in, state by state, there's tax deductions, not from a federal level, but from a state level, and it varies by
Okay.
state. I know
Okay.
Georgia, if if you're married filing jointly, it's up to 8,000 per year per beneficiary. But the main, that's one of the minor things of it. The main thing is that, if you start early, it can grow tax-free when used for education. The 529, it's created such an umbrella, more than if you've heard of like the Coverdell IRA or anything like that,
Right.
to where it can cover room and board, laptops, Wi-Fi fees, pretty much anything that involves the college experience.
Okay. I mean, it's funny because I mentioned this yesterday to Chris Hickson, quarterback I had on a podcast. We were talking about, just education and how grandmom and grandpop sometimes. I mean, I can tell you, I don't know how many times, but I've had friends of mine that gave birth to a son or daughter, and literally within like an hour and a half, the grandpa's going, "Look at my girl, look at the size of his hands. He's gonna be a quarterback. We better." So like, hey, okay, well then great. Give a 529 plan. I mean,
Yeah, that's right.
maybe that's what you gotta do. You gotta start them out early, right? I mean, heck, we've got
Yeah.
kids playing, U6 ball for the world championships, traveling to like Taiwan. So
Yeah.
why not just put a 529 plan in place, right?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. One of the biggest things I tell, clients or friends, family, is just start early, just starting. So, I have three kids myself. Right when they were
Right.
born, we may not be able to max out the $18,000 a year contribution for each kid, but just starting with something that you or your family can afford, which also benefits you for a new IRS rule that, we'll get into, where you have to have it open for 15 years for it to work. And this is one of the other benefits for, a mom or dad who's saying, hey, why would I contribute to that if, a lot of kids aren't going to college these days or don't need to go to college. They might go to a trade school or,
Right,
open up their
right.
own business or something. Well, the IRS made it recently, which is great for people who have had 529s or, have young kids that have a lot of time, is you can open it. And if it's been open for 15 years, you can actually roll it into a Roth IRA for the benefit of the child or beneficiary of the
Oh, very
529.
cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So it's a portable criteria, but you have to be in the program 15 years. So that's
Exactly.
your point. Just start them out early, right? On the first birthday, enroll them into the plan, and then 15 years later, whatever happens, they can roll it in. So that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Must be a that that's a new plan. So that's great, Marshall, for that
Yeah.
information.
We have all our clients, who have kids. We recommend, hey, even if you don't like it, don't plan to use it, open it, put a dollar in it. You might thank me in 15 years.
Right, exactly. So what happens to the funds in a 529 plan if the student athlete receives a full scholarship? Do you know anything what happens there?
Yeah, so if they get a full scholarship or any scholarship, the amount of that scholarship can be taken out of that 529. That 10% penalty, the only thing you'll have to do is pay taxes on the earnings, which you'd have to do in any account. So,
Right,
in
right,
any non-retirement account.
right. Okay, I know that we used to get that for our son. He when every year we used to get his feedback from a tax implication for his scholarship, just like your mom and dad did as well. So,
Yeah.
can a 529 plan be transferred to another family member if the student athlete decides not to attend college?
And so you can transfer it to as many beneficiaries as you like. So if you have multiple kids, you can move it to another kid. You can even use it to fund your own education if you want to go back and, get a master's or PhD, something down the road.
Okay.
And then also, if you have student loan payments, up to $10,000 a year can be used to pay that student loan payment off.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
So it, there's a
Awesome.
lot of flexibility to it.
Yeah, it sounds like, and again, there's a lot of things that the parents that are listening to this podcast probably don't, may not know about. So it's great to have you on to be able to give them some overview of this. Are there any penalties now or restrictions for using a 529 plan funds for non-educational expenses for student athletes? And non-educational expenses, I don't mean going and getting a couple of shots and beers, at the pub down in Athens, all they might try it. They may think that's part of the educational experience, right? But
Yeah, that's right. Well, there's so that with the 529 plan, it's the 10% penalty. That's if you take money out or use it for non-qualified expenses, which, anything non-educational. For a student athlete, that would typically be like, sports club dues, really anything that's just sports related that has nothing to do with education. Another thing that it wouldn't cover is their health care. So they would have to, pay for that, or if the university, can cover that, that's one other thing to think about.
Okay. Well, and that goes into the whole, our student athletes going to be considered employees now, of the universities. That will open up a whole, another whole can of worms and probably more legislation and more lawsuits driven by more things happening. So it's not going to get any easier, I don't think. So, Marshall, how should parents of student athletes balance saving for college with other financial goals using a 529 plan?
Well, so one more thing I wanted to cover too about the
Sure.
529 is that, if you have some younger kids, if you're, if they're playing sports and they're in middle school or even early in high school, it's not just for college. So it can cover different things, different trade schools. It can cover some study abroad schools. And then also it can cover private education as well. So, a lot of kids nowadays feel like they have to go to private school to, make it at the next level. And, whether that's true or not, it can help you pay for those expenses because, they get pretty steep.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you're looking at, an IMG Academy, for instance, I mean, that's, I think that's $75,000, $80,000 a year, maybe $90,000 a year now, than it was before. So that's encouraging to know that as well, because I think, again, I've always been someone who looked at data as trying to make sure when I was doing something with the parents, I usually had an expert tell me about the things or look at the data. And when I look at the data of this $34,500, one of the questions I would love to have asked the, 16 or 18 million parents out there and guardians of student athletes every year that come through is, how many of those people have a 529 plan? I don't know what the data is. You might have some from Merrill Lynch. I don't know, but I would probably think it's a small amount. Is that true?
I mean, I would just say, just looking at our client base for, clients that have kids that don't have 529 plans, I mean, it's a pretty large number, even though we're educating them about it and, all the different things. Some people, that's just not their goal or priority. Which to answer the question you just asked, I mean, education planning, for your kid, that's really it could be a goal or not be a goal. Some people have the belief that, my kid's, if he doesn't get a scholarship, he's got to cover it himself or work, maybe take a gap year. But then there's some that said, I'll do whatever it takes to cover their college and, because they don't want their kids to graduate college in student debt.
Oh yeah. My father told me my junior year when I asked him, when he was asking what school I wanted to go to, and of course I said to him, I had my opportunities. I had a good fair amount of opportunities. But he goes, "What happens if the University of Alaska is the only school that offers you?" I'm like, "Well, I'm not going to go there." He goes, "Oh no, you're going to go there." So like, okay, well, I hope I can get a better opportunity for football and soccer than it is at the University of, Alaska. But I have had parents that will spend $18,000-$20,000, Marsh, going to these ID camps or going to college camps, right? I wrote about one particular young man in my book that went to 17 camps in a span of about 3 weeks. Spent about $22,000. And good for them, right? If they can afford to do that, unfortunately, the young man didn't get any offers, walked on, and he's still playing. Thank God for him, he's still playing. But it is a matter, it seems like, of a priority from the parents. Do I want to go to get that 5-star ranking review from, Jim Bob, Billy Bob's, rodeo, bronc riding, Buster Challenge, or do I segment some of that money and piecemeal that out if I'm a 4.5-star? Or do I go, how important do you think that is when parents are looking at college as a student athlete? I had one young man, I won't mention his name, SEC player, but his mom and dad took about $175,000 out of their 401k to fund his dream to play football at an SEC school. So, and that caused, seriously, that caused some problems. I mean, they had some fights about it and all those other kind of things. So I know that's probably an extreme that you've probably have heard. So is there any way to balance it out that you think with the clients that you're talking to that do a 529 plan that have children that are athletes?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. What we do with all our clients is, and this is even for prospects or, clients, family and friends, we'll put a plan together for them at no cost that shows, where they are, where, essentially where they will be without any kind of, planning or any kind of recommendation by us, and then where they could be. So we show them a full comparison, what it'll look like if they cover their son or daughter's, full cost of college for 4 years, how that'll affect their retirement versus, hey, if they, say supplement half of the cost, what their retirement's going to look a lot different. So we show all the ins and outs. It's, I mean, I definitely wouldn't sacrifice your retirement for college. But at the end of the day, you got to plan for it. So having a 529, start as early as you can, as soon as you can, set up a recurring contribution, and the power of compound interest, I mean, it works wonders. So
You have like a calculator that you guys use inside of Merrill Lynch to help project that plan out over, let's say the kid starts, you start day one and they project it out to little Johnny being 17 or 18 and he graduates. Do you have some kind of projection that you guys use for that?
And so we show, based on if they started college at age 18, based on whenever they start, based on, the risk tolerance of their portfolio. So whether they want to set it up conservatively versus aggressively, how that, will look at an 80% or more confidence level in X amount of years. So, people that have three kids, it takes future values and present values. So essentially, it'll say what you have to save today to cover the full cost of college by, when your son or daughter turns age 18, or by when they're, say, age 22. So if you want to, spread it out to even save while they're in college type thing, as it's paying out, or if you want the full lump sum ready to roll, day one when they start college.
Okay, and now is there any kind of penalty on a one lump sum if they decide to take that out?
Not, I mean, not if it's for education. As far as contributions, so when you're saving for it, I know we covered the, $18,000
18,000,
a year
right.
for if you're doing it jointly. But you can actually do what's called, you can take 5 years of contributions and put it in at once. And then, so, that allows you, if you have a windfall or a big tax return or whatever it might be, you can put in a, a pretty good chunk and let that start to grow and work for you, and your son or daughter.
Okay, and that's considered part of your portfolio, your overall portfolio plan, for not just you, but for your child.
Yeah, exactly. So we I mean, some clients want to kind of see them separately. You know, this is what we're doing for, you know, John and Sue's college, and then this is what we're doing for, you know, me and my wife's college, or me and my wife's retirement. And so, but for most, we'll just put it all together, and then we'll show a cash flow sheet that literally shows, you know, every year what's going in, what's coming out, how it'll look, you know, those 4 years of college, you know, four or more, and then when retirement hits. So we there's so many different factors that we can throw in there, but you know, college is a big one because it's, you know, it's a lot sooner than later. You know, couple in their 40s, you know, they might be paying for college pretty soon for their kids as opposed to retirement in 25 to 35 years.
And that's great, helpful tips right there, because I think I just talked to a lady I worked with, both her daughters, they go to MIT right now. Both of them are at MIT, and she's even saying, "Oh my gosh, Mark, you know, it's really coming upon us now. I've got one that's going to be a junior. My other daughter's coming to MIT. She's coming as a freshman. They still have a young son that's a freshman in high school, that's at Blessed Trinity trying to play football." So it's all percolating, all three of these. And you know, her husband has it, makes a nice living, but they've had a 529 for a while. So I think there's an education sometimes that happens with people like yourself helping these clients out. So before we jump into any other, like, general, I have about four or five maybe general questions for you, but you know, is there anything else you want to talk about from the 529 standpoint at Merrill Lynch and how you can really get those folks squared away?
Yeah, I mean, if really I'm you know, I'm sure you'll put my information up, or I'll
I
give you
will.
my contact information. You know, just give me a call, shoot me an email, you know, like I said, at no cost, I'm happy to answer any questions, put together, you know, a simple plan for you just to show you what it would look like. You know, and then, you know, if you want to talk about anything else, I'm happy to do that as well. But feel free to reach out, and I can tell you my personal experience with, you know, getting into college and how that looks with all the, you know, the grant and, you know, because I've talked to my parents now after the fact, because when I was in college, they, you know, they didn't want to stress me out with the whole financial or non-financial burden of it. So now that I'm helping other families and, you know, their children go to college, you know, I wanted to know how, you know, how they felt throughout the whole process. So.
And it to your point, it's an education that you probably didn't realize how difficult of a decision it was for your parents to do all the things that they had to do, you know, while you were out there playing, you know, football and doing all the things you're doing. It's now all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize all those things that you guys sacrificed for us, you know, or for me during my playing days to get to where I am. So I'm sure that you can, that's a good thing to have, right? Your own education of what you went through with your parents has probably helped you on educate parents now that are going to be going through this relatively soon, right?
Absolutely. So yeah.
So speaking of some general questions, you know, if you had a gigantic billboard anywhere, let's say in Athens, Georgia, which I'll be there on Saturday, with anything on,
Hey.
metaphorically speaking, I'll be up at the north of Coney, and getting a
Okay.
message out to millions or even billions of folks around the transition from high school sports to college, what would it say and why?
I would say on the billboard, you know, and I'm my wife, my friends will tell you, I'm one of the most positive guys, just like, you know, just like you are. But I would say not, you know, not everybody makes it. Have a plan and stick to it. So, you know, obviously, you know, you want your son or daughter to get the scholarship. You think they're good enough, and they might be. But there's injuries, there's all these little different things. There's the whole transfer portal now, they're recycling all these, you know, current college players. There's the whole, you know, for kickers specifically, there's, you know, the whole the Aussie
Aussies,
pro kicker. There's, you know, a funnel there. So it's even harder nowadays to make it, you know, as an athlete, just in general, but especially as a kicker. So I would say to have a plan and stick to it, and don't just assume, they're going to get a scholarship or a full ride or anything like that.
Yeah, and it's always that, D1 or bust mentality sometimes. And I believe personally, in my own humble experience, I think it comes from a lot of the words we use when little Johnny or Janie is seven. We had the elite, we had the premier, we had the academy, and all that does is set up, and then we had the star rankings, right? All that actually came from Michelin tires. I don't know if you know that or not. The star rankings literally came from Michelin tires. They would give one star, and the star of the Michelin tire brothers was because that star was where the restaurant was on a map, and you paid for that star. And that's where now we've got, everything's got a five star around it, right? Every kid's a five star at 9 years old, right? And I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying that, when the parents get to the water cooler, if they go to an office, they do have a tendency to overemphasize little Johnny or Janie's prowess at U9, and they're not even letting them chance to even just grow up and have fun. I mean, so I think that's the whole thing, right? Is let the kids really, I mean, Willie Stargell, who played for the Pittsburgh Pirates, said it best. Somebody asked him, an interviewer said, "Well, why did you always have a smile on your face when you came up to the bat, to take the plate?" And he goes, "Because every time I stepped up to the plate, the umpire yelled out, 'Play ball.' He never said work ball." And too many times now we have, I think sometimes the parents get a little too involved with the aspect of making sure they're doing three or four sports at a particular time, and they're not really enjoying it. It kind of wears you out sometimes, right?
I mean, it
So
wears the player out and the parent.
it does. I mean, the NCAA did a study years ago. I want to say about maybe eight or 9 years ago. They said they asked a bunch of 14-year-olds, and they said, "Give me your number one sport." And they all, I think it was about 1,000 kids. And they all gave them their number one sport, and then their second sport tremendously dropped off percentage-wise what they wanted to do. And one of the people said was, "Well, why is that sport your secondary sport? Why did that drop off so much?" He said, "Well, most of them said because it's becoming work to us. We no longer we don't want to do that sport, but my parents are making me do that second sport because somewhere along the line," which has been proven as a fallacy, that the more sports you play, the better off you are. Well, okay, sure. The more sports you play, the more opportunities you have to get concussions, more time you have to do other goofy things. So there is a specialization sometimes you have to work at, but to your point, Marshall, you have to have the plan. And if the plan is for you to be a specialist, develop that plan as opposed to saying, "Okay, I'm going to do all three sports and hopefully someone will give me a full ride for that." Because you only get one scholarship. You can only get one counted scholarship, at a school. You can't get nine of them. So a general question for you would be, how has a failure or an apparent failure set you up later on for success? And do you have a favorite, failure of yours?
I mean, I would say, just at the, say, for example, the Buffalo Bills, when I went there, at the time I looked at it, as a failure, getting cut from the Buffalo Bills. But, now looking back, I'm like, it was, to get cut from one of the top,
And the last ones, I think you were the
top
last one to get
teams.
cut. Weren't you the last one to get cut that year from the Bills? He brought the long snapper in. He brought Reed Ferguson in, right? If I remember,
No,
didn't they?
so Reed Ferguson, we went in together. They actually brought, which I was not too upset after I found out who I got replaced with. They brought in Reggie Bush. So I was like, holy crap, I just, got cut so Reggie Bush could come on for a year. I was like, you know what? That's fine by me. So ultimately, at the time looked at it as a failure, but that also allowed me the opportunity to start my career and, not be, sitting around trying to do different odds and end jobs for 10 years trying to make it. And then also to, start a family, buy a house and, just do all the things that allowed
I
me to get
mean,
started younger. And I was, blessed and fortunate to, hit the ground running without any kind of student debt or anything like that because, the scholarship.
yeah, and that's part of God's plan. I mean, a lot of times, the plan that you talk about yourself really does come from God's plan. Like, how has God put me in this situation, or how have I put myself in the situation that God's blessed me to be able to do the things I do? on a daily basis, whether it's kick footballs or help people out with their insurance, with their life lessons. So, you know, I don't like use like to use the word failure because it's a tough thing to do, but it's a reality check, right? I mean, I think sometimes some of these kids need a little bit of adversity in their life, be honest with you, to me. But when would you tell your parents to get on board, Marsh, with a 529 plan?
Yesterday. I mean, as soon as you can, just open one. I mean, even if you don't really, you know, aren't too clear on it, you know, just, and it doesn't even have to be through us. You know, you can do it through, you know, I'm assuming a lot of the listeners are in Georgia, but you know, any state, you know, has a state 529 plan. You can do it through them. You can give me a call. We can set it up. It's super quick. Just set it up, put a dollar in it. And again, that'll start that 15-year timer, which gives you just one more option on, you know, it being an education only savings plan to, hey, you're actually funding your child's retirement possibly and into a Roth, which is tax free.
Right. And by the way, most of my listeners are out of state. How about that?
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah. I got a few. I got some in Ireland. I got some in Wales. I've got five or six people from the UK that listen to me. Got a guy in Poland, believe it or not. So,
wow.
You know, all those kind of things. Yeah. I don't know who the guy is, but you know, maybe I'll interview him someday. I don't think it's Ivan Putski, the old wrestler. I don't think it's him listening to us, but who knows? It could be his son, right?
Hey.
So closing out, you know, probably the last one or two questions. I know you're very busy. What's next on the horizon that you are really excited about and want to share with our audience today and what you're doing?
Next on the horizon. I have, like I said, I have three kids myself. One's
you
five.
You got another baby on the way. No, right?
No. I have a 5-year-old boy. So I got Maddox and then McLean. Yep. She's two. And then Mark Allen, he's 9 months. So obviously got my hands full with, you know, kids, work. Got an amazing wife, Madison, who helps me balance it all.
Former Miss Georgia. Former Miss Georgia.
Yes. Miss UGA.
Miss UGA. So, sorry, Miss UGA. Yeah. And I had the opportunity to first meet her. Well, I met her in college, but I met her, you know, at the wedding, at your wedding years ago.
That's a whole podcast in itself, but
it
essentially
is.
Met her in the dining hall.
Yes. And by the way, Jimmy Hutchinson, who I was at his wedding this past Saturday, he told me to tell you to say hello, and we're going to get together for a golf outing, the four of us, me, you, and him, and maybe Colin Barber, if I can get Colin to shake himself out of Cartersville one of these days.
Count me in.
All right, brother.
But answer your question. I'm excited to, you know, see them grow and see them, you know, how they handle this whole world of sports, if that's what they even decide to do. Like you said, I don't want them to get burnt out, but if they do end up liking a sport, you know, we're going to support them all the way. So
yeah, it's currently almost like Maddox. you gotta pull yourself into your kids. I mean, that's what it comes to. You know, pouring it meaning like, hey, I'm gonna feed them the trough of the buffet of life, whatever they want. If the buffet of life is, you know, your daughter wants to be a Irish dancer like our daughter was, we're gonna get the fake wigs and we're gonna spend $3,000 for the dresses and the shoes and travel all the place. If your son wants to be a punter like our son was, we're gonna support that. You know, as we talked about earlier, where can people go, Marshall, to learn more about Merrill Lynch? I mean, I know it's a big company, but where can they go to learn more about your company? And then, you know, give us your personal email address, if you don't mind, or, you know, how we can get in touch with you.
Yeah. So you can. My number is 706-552-2067. You can call me, text me. My email is marshall.morgan@ml.com. So that's marshall.morgan@ml.com. And then also my website, fa.ml.com/marshall-morgan. If you have, you know, Instagram or Facebook or anything like that, I have that in my little bio as well. So but nonetheless, if you totally just, you know, muted out that whole time, just reach out to Coach Nolan. He's got every which way to contact me. He'll send smoke signals if he has to.
There we go. There we go. And I know I have a couple of people that want to talk to you. That were excited for this podcast to get done. So I know they're chomping at the bit for me to get you hooked up with them. So what is one final thought, Marshall, that you want to leave our listeners with today, if you don't mind?
Essentially, and I don't, for those of you who watch golf, I love Scottie Scheffler. If you just watch
Oh,
the
yeah.
Masters, he's big
Phenomenal.
on, sports are great and they can open so many doors. And, I'm so glad I played football for Georgia and, dabbled around with Buffalo. But, don't let it be your full identity. There's, especially for the parents, there's, even if they do make it in sports and even go professional, it might be a third or a fourth of their life. They still have a ton of life to live. So, have essentially two plan A's, don't make sports your plan A. And then, hey, consider yourself a failure if you didn't make it. Now you have to, start your career. Essentially have two plans. And hey, if sports don't work, you just, flip to the other thing. So,
Right. Yeah. I mean, look at Harrison, right? Harrison has gone the other side. Harrison and Will, that famous picture of the five of us together hanging out. We used to go down to Georgia Tech a lot, and in Georgia and all over the place, just training. And so Harrison's had some great success, and Will Lutz has had some great success. Then he got hurt, and then Rod had some great success, winning a Lou Gross Award, and then he got hurt. And so having that plan B, if you will, of that backup plan. I mean, our son told that to Coach Saban. He said when he was re getting recruited, our son said, Saban said, "Don't you want to play in the NFL?" And my son says, my plan is, I want to spend the next 40 years working as a chemistry guy." And it kind of blew off Saban a little bit. He's like, "What the hell does that mean?" So, not that he didn't know what chemistry was, but he was like kind of shocked by that, So I'm glad that you've had the opportunity to get. I know it's been a while for us to try to get on this call with you being busy and with me being out of the loop, but be as we close this episode down and wrap up another enlightening episode of the Donut Kicker Coverage Podcast, we want to really express our gratitude for tuning in. And remember, sharing is caring. So please share this podcast with a couple of friends. And don't forget to share us with those 5-star reviews. We need those 5-star reviews and those likes and comments, because it's your engagement that really fuels our passion for delivering quality and timely content. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, and Marshall Morgan, thank you once again for being part of our podcast. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to talking to you guys soon. Take care. God bless.
Thank
All right,
you. God
guys.
bless.